saw that, but that's what happened by Haman. Okay, thanks for telling me that. Ad l'melchom ha'soil ha'mashniyah. Ad l'shoah lo nishma k'dov ha'zeh betol d'sanayshis. Until the Second World War, until the Holocaust, there was never such a thing in the history of the world. So takum umma, a nation stands up, v'tetzeh sbunim mibnei adam, sabonim, sorry, they will make soap out of people. That you'll take the flesh, the skin of a human being, and you'll make lampshades from that. No, never, never. The most barbaric, primitive society. Never, never, never. That you'll take human beings and put them into a laboratory, like you take rats, and do medical experimentations on them. Which companies would take the evidence and use for well-known companies that still exist today would use that information in order to produce products? And when did you ever hear such a thing? Not only that, when did a nation ever take a law-abiding citizens of their own law-abiding citizens and destroy them? Yeah, your enemy's law-abiding citizens people did before, but that a country would kill its own law-abiding citizens? You never heard of such a thing. That was a very unique moment, and a person has to understand that that's what's going on. Fine. And we don't know, we can't say, because who are we going to explain what Hashem's ways are? But he was there, and he says this, and he says that was the Kiddush Hashem Kaelis Asodeh. Hashor Yisa Hait Gashmut Shoshchita Sa'ayel B'maisa Akeda. The Holocaust was that manifestation in the world of the Shita Sa'ayel Deba Maisa Keda. Hamasafos v'tai gazim hayu amizbeach shel Avram Avinu. I'm just reading what's written here, Rabbi. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm saying the words. I'm not a clue what I'm talking about. This is Kabbalistic stuff. Who are we to say what is and what wasn't? But somebody who was there and he wrote this, so then, yeah, we have to, you know, I'm reading the words and you have to work with them yourself. Hamasreifus v'tay agazim ayim azbeach shel Avram Avinu. Sham na'ak tud v'nishchutu revovois. Revovois yudim kobonos shenizrak domam v'yiktoiru avareim al gabi amizbeach. Multitudes of Jews were bound and shechted there. Kobonos, whose blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach. Ko'ele kelea l'ashem al aposuk v'yireach Hashem es reach hanichoyach. You want to argue with him, Beseda, but you can't argue with the Midrash. The Midrash says Mafurish. That the Reach and Nichoyach, that pleasant aroma that Hashem gets from the Kabbonis, the Midrash there says, Reach and Nichoyach, Deire Shel Shmad. That's a generation of destruction. That's what the Reach and Nichoyach is. So, Odpam. No, those are the words. Yehudim rabim shad ois hazman hayu nechozim bezvach b'karneim. Many Yidden, you know, close to half of Berlin was assimilated when the war started. You understand? You have no idea how unbelievably far from Yiddishkeit an enormous chunk of Yidden were. The Chulban of Klal Yisrael didn't start at the Second World War. It started with the First World War. The First World War was an upheaval beyond our comprehension of Jewish communities. Unbelievable destruction. And from there, the Yerida, the beginning of the scholar, the form started then. And together with the physical upheaval, by the time the Second World War rolled in, the Klal Yisrael was decimated, Yiddishkeit was. But at the end of the day, the genocide even came to where the Yidden were from, where the Kadesh Eilam and Tzadikim also got taken. And don't think that it was, you know, when Hitler rolled into Berlin and started his problems, and you would be sitting there in Baranovich or in Meir, you'd say, yes, a state, you understand, because in Berlin, everyone's assimilated. But in the end, they came to Baranovich as well, and they came to Kovna, and they came to Slobodka, and they took all the Kadesh Eilam as yet. There was no, he had an agenda, this Meshuggah. As his agenda was genocide, so you can't, you know, it wasn't, that's how it worked. And that needs to be understood. While the ones who lived off Kiddush Hashem also died off Kiddush Hashem, because that doesn't fit too well into the pattern here, that also has to be understood. Aval Yudim Rabim Shad Lois Zman, Hayu Nechozim Bezrach Ganaseim, Fiyadua, Keren Baal Achaim, Salilis Es Gavosom. Very interesting observation he makes here. The horns of an animal usually relate to the gaiva. It's a symbol. It's a symbol of the gaiva. That's what caused them to get entangled and caught up by the goyim. The yosim ikach yosim yudin vitru al gaiva yudit v'sidu la'atzim and es gaiva germanit. They gave up their Jewish pride, and they got their pride in being German. That's where they got their pride from. In those days, to be part of the culture and to be part of the, that was the gaiva. The gaiva was to be more assimilated you were, the more cultured you were, the more intellectual you were. So they gave the Jewish gaiva and grabbed the Goyish gaiva. The Goyish sha'am idaleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech kasha kahaman. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them a melech kasha kahaman. And he brought them back. Generations, the Jews that for three generations have been completely alienated from the Yiddish God. Hitler had special rules of who's a Jew and who's not a Jew. He went back three, four generations. If your great grandfather was Jewish, he chapter rein. They had a special department. That special government department that went and traced people's ancestry. This guy didn't even know he was Jewish. He said he wakes up one morning, he's Jewish. He dragged them out and they put them on the Mizbach, and he was also shechted in front of Hashem. There are many stories like this, Rabbi Yisrael. There are dozens of stories, but he tells them, Moedik HaMaisiyah. Lechen HaMachanot HaShmada Huva Yudi HaMitbolel Keben Shivim. So one of the concentration camps arrived a year, totally assimilated, 70 years old. Hazeh B'yamei HaChreinim Shol Milchom HaSoil HaMashniyah. So towards the end of the war. Oysa Kashish Italech Kol HaYom V'zak HaKol B'HaShmati, HaKol B'HaShmati. He walked around all day saying, it's all my fault, it's all my fault, it's all my fault. So Nisa Anashim Sviva Ile Shachneoto Ki Yazbire Satzmoy Hu Shoma Al Shtika Vitvayesh Ledabe. People ask him, Yid, what's the problem? What are you going on about? Ma kula tzakot, what are you so upset about? He wouldn't say a word. He was too embarrassed to talk. Lebasayf Etzliach Echad Ma'asiri Amachane Ledoive Vesayudi Veko Hu Sipe. Finally, one of the Yidden there had an opportunity, and he got him to open up a little bit, and this is what he explained. Hakol bashmati, it's all my fault. Mabshat. Lo shamati bekoile shel ima lifnei 50 shona. I didn't listen to my mother 50 years ago. Most people learn that they wake up at some stage, they realize that they should have listened to their parents, you know. So some stage in your life, you suddenly realize, wow, you know, I had already listened to them. Yeah, not always, well, many times. So this kid was in the concentration camp, and he was all my fault because he didn't listen to his mother 50 years ago. The voice was good. Lifnei 50 shana, hitchanana ima lefanai, shelo ase goya liisha. 50 years ago, my mother begged me not to marry a shiksa. Not to marry a goya. Keshavti az latmi, I thought to myself then, ma ikfa mivina? Ima skena, what is my old boba, my old mother, what does she kfa know? What does she understand about the world? Hamrisi is Pierre Venesati Isha Germania. I didn't listen to her, and I married a German woman. Hailanu Chaim Nifloim, Vakima Mishpachane Deris. We had a wonderful life together, and we raised a wonderful family. Yeshli Eladim Venechadim, and I have children and grandchildren from this woman. Vinei Vechad Ayamim, it came to Mishpachti Ane Deris, and Deris is in inverted commas, Vamri Likach. This beautiful, wonderful family. The special, lovely family that he raised gathered together, and they said, "Abba, ata yudi, you're a Jew. Ve'ein chashayich aleinu, you don't have any shayches to us. Halecha leleches im kol hayodim acherim. You have to go with all the other Jews." And lo yistapu bediburim. They didn't just stop there. They didn't just tell Abba, "Listen, you know, we're not interested in you anymore. Go, goodbye." Ele esgiru to leya Gestapo. They went and they reviewed him. They reported him to the Gestapo. Habonim sheli, atzomi bebesori. My children, my sons, my flesh and blood, his giroti. They're the ones that betrayed me. Ishti sheli is giroti. My wife, she betrayed me. Kol zehu ba'ashmati. That's all because of ashmati. It's all my fault. אם הסקנה היטיב להבין הרבה יותר ממני. Maman understood much, much better than me. היה עליי לשמוע בקול, I should have listened to us. הוא עושה למדנו. כאשר תינתן רשות למסעי אלם לבני ירושלים, like we saw in the pasuk there, according to the Pshat of the Nesivos, when the permission is given to the what's called the Bnei Yerushalayim, what it is, we don't know, well, that explains it, to the Umas Ha'olam, Lachbid Es Olam Shel Yisrael, to load upon Klal Yisrael a terrible yoke, Lo Eres Avosom Shel Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to arouse their love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hem Yishiv Afiles Yehudi Acharon, they'll bring back even the last Yid, Lebilti Yidach Mimeni Yidach, no one's getting thrown away, Hashem says. כפי שנאמר, גם אם יהיה נדוחה בקוצה השמיים, משם יקוצה השם אלוקיך. Even if you ממש alienated, dispersed to the edges of the universe, from there I'll bring you back, Hashem says. Rav Simcha Wasserman, I might have mentioned this before you, in fact I have, went to take part company from the Chofetz Chaim. Rav Simcha was close to the Chofetz Chaim. Rav Chonon was the Talmud Muvak of the Chofetz Chaim. Simcha was leaving, I don't know where he was going, but anyway, he was leaving, maybe he was going to America at the time when Rabbi Chonon was in America, he called Rabbi Simcha to join him in America, could be there on one of his other journeys, he traveled a lot, Rabbi Simcha, so as he was walking out, he said, the Chofetz Chaim called him back, and he said, you must know that when Mashiach comes, he's not going to leave one Jew behind, that's what he told him, so Rabbi Simcha said, then he said, and you, he's going to be traveling a lot, the Chofetz Chaim wasn't telling him a nice historical fact. He was telling him what he's going to be doing for the rest of his life. And that's what he did, Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so that's the vote. Built Yidach, Mimen Yidach. No one's getting thrown away. Gamez HaYudi HaMoboil B'Lazeh V'Ez Doimov. Even this assimilated Jew who'd raised three generations of Germans. And the ones like him, no one's getting lost. No one's getting lost. And yeshivu lekazev alei mizbeach lishchot ka'ayel. They'll get shechted on the mizbeach, like the ayel, like Avram's ayel, although they'll come back. Lamarot she'en hu yadei me'ume miyadu so. You know, I don't think about his Yiddish part. You don't know he was Jewish. He did know he was Jewish, but there were plenty that didn't. They weren't Jewish, actually, even. Hu gam einu me'evin al marav alamo shnishchot. You don't know why he's getting killed. He doesn't even know what's going on. He's German family. What are they? Why are they trying to get rid of him? Why are they betrayed him? Well, all of it. And he's shechted like an animal that has no das. And he's shechted like an animal that has no das. Ach yizke lehakarev lifnei Hashem yisparach. Lekadis es Hashem b'moyse, lemoyz b'gral yis yudi ulekra kodosh. At the end, he died off Kiddush Hashem. He died because he was Jewish and for no other reason. And that's called a Kaddish. He's a Kaddish. So if we don't understand all the Bessera, well, that's what we ask, you know. This, you know, we don't understand why it is like that, how it works, etc. But we see that's what was set up there on the Akedah. The Parshas Akedah, Nemoid, V'yikra Alav Malach Hashem in the Shemayim, V'yayim Avram, Avram, V'yayim Yineini. There on the Akedah, the Malach said, Avram, Avram, two times, and he said, Yineini, Yadayim. V'yayim Al Tishlach Yad Kalana, V'al Tath Lo Mu'uma. Don't stretch your hand out to the Nar. He was called a Nar. How old was Yitzhak at the Akedah? He was still called a Nar. V'al Tath Lo Mu'uma. Don't touch him, don't do anything. Rabbeinu Dashu is kefal aloshen. What's the kefal aloshen? Al tishlach yadcha al hanar. That's enough. So what's al tasa lo mo? Don't do anything to him. So nice. If you tell him don't do anything, then that means don't shlach atyan. It means don't say atyan. It means you're going to do anything to him. What's the double loshen? As Chazal explained like this in the midrash there. The yoma al tishlach yadcha. The sakin heichan haya. The Chazal got a problem. It says the yoma al tishlach yadcha. Don't spread out your hand. Where was the knife? It should have said, Al tishlach sakin. Where's your hand? What happened to the knife? Nesharu shalosh damois nevalachei asharis v'shichas asakin. There were three tears that came from the eyes of the malachim, and that destroyed the knife. Amalo, achneknu. Amalo, al tishlach yotche esanar. Amalo, eitzim imen tipas dam. Let me at least don't touch him. No, let me just take a little bit of, just a little nick there, just to be yaitzis on. No, amalo, eitzim imeni tibazdam, amalo, al taso lo mu'uma. Means, al tishlach es ayot chelana. Achneknu, I'll strangle him. The Nafkot the story said, fine, at least let me strangle him then. I want to do something. Hashem says, no. Al tishlach redotcha. He says, okay, let me take out a little bit of blood. He says, no, al tafela mo uma. Nothing. Not for you. Don't touch him at all. But divra chazal, eilu mitzvahe, ki Avram v'yitzak avinu, osu hachanot gedoilus likras maisa keida. Can understand. They didn't just go up there, you know, they did unbelievable preparations for this Maisa. The Torah goes into unbelievable prats, which seem to be almost unnecessary. Ma, what are you telling me all these things for? You told me that he saddled his donkey. I care if he saddled his donkey. Tell me he took a taxi. He could have gone by bus. I don't know, what difference does it make? No. He saddled his donkey. You know, and he took the wood with him, whatever. Okay, it's a state. I thought that Nisa the Kol Koichelim Noimahem as Halich Lara Moria, and Boba Maimad Nafesh, with Mesidus Nefesh, Tzadili Kras Akeda. We know that the Sotan went out of his way. He made floods. He made all sorts of difficulties for them to get through. And with Mesidus Nefesh, they got to the Akeda. Lechay Lachasham Elo Amalach, Ki Lo Yishlach Yodo Elanar, Hayavram Avinu Mitzar. When the Malach told Avram Avinu, don't touch him, he was, what are you talking about? I come, you know what I've been through to get you? Now you're telling me it's for nothing? you know what it cost me to get you? In sweat and blood and effort and you know, and now you tell me, no, don't touch him? Shema Nimsa Apostle the Corbin. Sorry. I am a Messiah. Shema Nimsa Apostle the Corbin. Avram thought, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe there's an apostle. Maybe Kabbalah or something's wrong. Shema Laichin is Atzmei Karoim. Maybe we didn't prepare ourselves properly. Lachain Rotzal Koponim Latri Vesitzak Avinu Mat. Needs me to do a little Kakrava, something to show that what I'm doing is desirable to Hashem. Leitim Etepes Dam. Achakorosh Baruch Hu Manas Vais Mimenu Kefi Sheval Alan. We'll explain in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. We'll go into this a little bit more. We'll understand what that tepid dam Avram Avinu wanted to do. You can come inside. I'm finished. Okay, Rabbi. So hopefully tomorrow will be a little bit more.
Where are you right now? Where are you right now?
I'm in the Beit Midrash.
No, what daf?
Oh, what daf? It's a bit late for that. Reish Lamadai, the top.
Yeah, I couldn't find it the whole time.
Okay. Sorry, you should have asked.
I know.
Okay, tomorrow, everybody. So sorry about that. I don't know. My phone got London. See if they can get the X together.
Shalom, welcome to Shalom, Michael.